You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Marie Couture is an Aboriginal sustainable fashion label whose creations are made from recycled garments that are deconstructed, then recreated into high-end designs. The fashion label's philosophy is caring for country. And now joining me on NITV Radio is Auntie Cheryl Creed, the founder of Marie Q Couture. And we're catching up in the context of the 2021 Modest Fashion Runway. The event is part of Melbourne Fashion Week. The Modest Fashion Runway brings together fashion lovers from diverse backgrounds, cultures and lifestyles. First of all, Auntie Cheryl, I'd like to start by asking you to tell us about yourself and your philosophy.
Hi, my name is Cheryl Creed, and I'm the founder of Marie Q Couture, a sustainable fashion label. I live in Cairns, but I'm originally from Cherbourg in southeast Queensland. My people are the Goongri, Pitta Pitta, Bindu, Kanju, and Quandamooka people, because I like to acknowledge my four grandparents. That's why I mention all of them. That way people can know that my bloodline runs almost all the way across Queensland.
You're the founder of Marie Q Couture. What's Marie Q Couture?
When I first come out with that I was going to be a fashion designer, I had to think of a name. So it was important that I keep it grounded to Queensland. So Marie is what us Queensland Aboriginal people call ourselves. You know, I played around with words with that and add an extra I on there because I'm like that. I wanted it to be a bit, you know, a bit separated.
That's what struck me, because you've got double I and double U.
Yeah. I like to muck around with words, and I had to, you know, I wanted to I guess, be a standout label. And then the Q is basically because I design women's evening wear. So Q as with Queensland and Queen, you know, so it's kind of ties it all together. Keep me, my label, connected to Queensland.
I mean, you've taken part in so many festivals. You've taken your fashion so many places, even selected to go to Milan.
That was one of my highlights, because that was an unbelievable, going outside. So Marie Q ended up, going international, because when I began my career or journey as a fashion designer, it was kind of just for fun at the beginning, you know. I didn't know what the future held, so I kind of was calling myself an accidental designer at the beginning, but passion and love and drive and, you know, everything just sort of pulls you along on this wave. The planets are obviously aligned, and this is where I'm meant to be. I didn't get to go over because of COVID, but I sent a collection over there of 10 designs, and they were received really well. If I could just say that at that time, I was wondering where I was going with my designs, or as a fashion designer, coming from a background with no business and no design experience. Every now and again, you second guess yourself, you know. So I was going into a bit of a slump, and I thought, oh, what is going on here? Okay, will Marie Q be around in 2021? You know, before I gave up, I thought, oh, I'm going to check out, you know, what's going on, where our designers haven't been, and I was, you know, we've been to New York, we've been to London, we've been to Paris. I thought, have we been to Milan? It was funny. Then I looked that up, and they were doing a call out for designers. I thought, oh, I'm just going to fill this application out, submit it, and go from there and see what happens. So should I get selected, you know, there's the message. And if I didn't, well, there's the other message.
This was such a big event that you had to actually run a crowdfunding campaign to help you organize this, and then came COVID. Tell us about those efforts. How did you go with the funding campaign?
Oh, it was really hard. We, you know, knocked on a lot of doors, so to speak. Pulled a GoFundMe campaign together. I had some really wonderful people working with me as they had, you know, believed in my vision. It was just full on. And I had some, you know, wonderful sponsors that had come along to, yeah, help me get over there.
And now come this... A new fashion show taking place in Melbourne.
I'm coming down for the Modest Fashion Runway.
The Modest Fashion Runway.
If I could say is that since February when I went, set my collection to Milan, I've been in like 8 kind of, you know, fashion events. I got so far ahead of myself that I directed and produced my own fashion event up here in Cairns. And I said to myself, I'm so exhausted, I'm tired, I'm retiring for the year. And then I get a message from the team at Modest Fashion Runway and invited me along. It's an event that I couldn't say no to because I'm always looking at taking Indigenous fashion to different audiences. And I thought this is an opportunity for me not just to showcase, you know, Murray Q, but to also represent you know, Indigenous fashion on different runways. It's really important to me. Here I am, and I'm really excited to be showcasing Saturday coming. The borders have opened in time for this, so it's allowed me to come down.
Come down and showcase your creations.
Just a little bit about how I create my designs is that my designs are sustainable, meaning that as a sort of sole trader, one-person business owner, it's important to me to look after country. With all the hype of that's going on about, you know, the fast fashion.
Yeah, because we just came out of a conference, the COP26 climate change and protecting environment, and you do your bit really through fashion. Yeah, that's something that we should be mentioning, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, I do my little tiny bit to help, you know, look after our planet and that. So I'm collecting all the, if I can say, the dead stock that's out there, that's, you know, recycled stuff. And I look for, you know, like quality stuff and find fabrics and materials that's gone out of print and, you know, all vintage materials. One of my designs could take up to, like, you know, 5 different garments that are pulled apart and refashioned back into a new high-end evening gown.
Your stories are really very, very exciting. Mm-hmm. You started late in your life doing this. You entered fashion in your 50s. Your situation shows that it's never too late to engage in something you're passionate about.
Never too late. And, you know, like I kind of always believe that. I remember saying to my mum as a young girl, well, yeah, I'm going to get old, but, you know, I started late in life. Yes, my sister had asked me when I was, like, you know, 49, if I must say, if I wanted to go and do some modelling. And I said, oh, please, you know, because I didn't see myself as model material. I was, you know, a grandma, and we were the plus sizes, and we was up in the age, but she, you know, she encouraged me to go along. Well, I had fun. I thought I would stand out, but, you know, all the young girls there, they were, you know, amazing. You don't know what, you know, designers are looking for all different types of people these days to showcase their, you know, their labels and that. So it's kind of not uncommon now to see, you know, like diverse models out there. Yes, I do want to encourage our women and guys, but, you know, particularly women in my age group. Sometimes they think that 50 and it's over, but not really. I think, you know, 50 is, it's just beginning. If you sort of connect with people who've got that energy and the passion and the vision, and it kind of, you know, invigorates you to think, oh, yeah, this is where I want to be. You know, old is a privilege, I think, now, and not as it may in a negative term that, oh, I'm old, but now it's like, oh, no, I bring all this sort of life skills and, you know, experience and knowledge and, yeah.
Is there anything you'd like to add we haven't covered that is really important to let our listeners know about?
Well, you know, look, I've come into the fashion industry as a designer without having any experience, any qualifications, but I had the passion and the vision. I knew what I wanted. I think if, you know, not I think, I believe that if you got that for whatever area you want to go into, go for it. You know, not everybody knows everything, and, you know, I kind of go along as, okay, if I don't know that, I'll find out how to do that, or I'll research it up, or I'll find people. And, you know, I'm a real inquisitive, you know, kind of curious kind of person, and I want to know, well, why can't I do that? And those are the, you know, little sort of things that I use to keep going. Even when I'm thinking, what's happening, I still keep going. And it's amazing, something will come up and pop up in front of you. As with now with Modest Fashion Runway, when I was thinking, it's time to retire for 2021, but you know, spirit up there was not allowing that. You still got things to do. But yeah, I think just you know, go for it. You don't need to have all these things behind you. You got experience, you got passion, and always believe in yourself. Don't give up.
Yeah.
And don't let nobody, you know, tell you you can't do it, because that's just a even more to encourage you to go and see, well, why can't I?
Auntie Cheryl Creed, thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us today.
Thank you for having me. It's been really fun.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.